DJW, KN4 VWA.
Good morning there, big boy. Where are you at this morning? It's Saturday. You should be having some fun somewhere.
For 4 hours this morning.
You know what? That's just enough time to kill the day, and you don't get a full day's pay, unless you're getting time and a half plus.
I'm almost back to the house now. But if you talk to Dave, tell him that the morning crew says that the repeater needs to be turned up a little bit. Seems like the volume's a little bit low. We all have to turn our volume up a little higher. Does it seem the same way for you?
They may have made some adjustments on it. I don't know. I'll ask him about it next time I talk to him. You know, he's one of my flying buddies.
And I've been trying to get him on the radio a couple of times to ask him, but the morning crew, he'll know who he's talking about, that we all agree that we all got to keep the volume up a little higher to hear each other now.
That's just the battery in your vehicle being low.
We're all getting old.
These are itis.
I've been thinking about having to get an external speaker for this thing. I got it, you know, just stuck under the seat. Usually I hear it fine, but I got to have it turned up a little bit more now.
Well, just don't do like I do, okay? I just recently got hearing aids.
You progress that far yet, I don't think, although my wife might disagree.
When it comes to spousal volume, that's more selective hearing than hearing issues.
I hear you on that one.
Male have the option of, huh? What, honey? I didn't hear you.
That.
Part of that is what my wife forced me to go get a hearing test. I found out that on my left ear is, it's almost gone as far as over the range of the frequencies that I can hear from about the bottom end of the mid-range up is gone. And I've really been able to tell the difference with these hearing aids. You know, low-frequency sounds I can hear.
Your company I work for, you had to take a hearing test every year, and they monitored, you know, how it was. And mine's basically stayed the same the last 20 years, but I wore some good earplugs and that. So, but I've destined now at the house, going to start my day doing something different anyway besides work. So you have a good one. If you catch up with your flying buddy, tell him I said hey, and I say 73, KN4 TFW.
Before you go, guess where I am?
Top of the mountain on your HT?
I sure am. I'm fixing to leave Pisgah Inn and start coming back down the mountain.
Gee, that thing sounds really good.
$34.95, Baofeng, 8 watt.
I hear you. I got a Baofeng too myself. And that, but I'll say 73. You guys have a good one. KN4 TFW.
Have a good weekend, bud. KN4 VWA, clear.
Hey, Steve, what you up to this morning, W2T?
I am actually sitting in my 2,500-gram Dodge pickup truck, letting the engine warm up, while I am waiting for my wife to come back out of the gift shop, which means I'm liable to burn off a quarter of a tank of fuel waiting on her.
Yeah, probably. And your pocketbook will be a whole lot lighter when she gets through in there, too.
Something like that. But she says she's got to have something for the grandbabies. And I don't blame her. We got sweet grandbabies.
Well, that's good. What'd y'all do? Camp up on the up there overnight?
Started out Wednesday and went up about 40, 50 miles above Grandfather Mountain, and then just kind of worked our way back down the parkway. Stayed overnight at Little Switzerland last night. Stayed at Pisgah Inn. No, excuse me, night before last we were at the Little Switzerland. And last night we stayed here at the Pisgah Inn. We're going to head on back into the house here in just a little bit. I tell you what, these hotel beds are just like rocks.
Yeah, I know about that. That's, you know, I don't know. One of these days I've been considering about getting me a small motor home for myself for when I travel. And that way I know what kind of mattress I can get put in there, and I don't have to worry about hotels and everything. So anyway, I just heard you in here and thought I'd say hello to you. Good morning. I heard you calling Dave and all. What were you trying to rattle his cage for?
My brother and my nephew are coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. I've gotten my brother back into flying RC, and he's got him a plane. I was going to see if we could get all of us together, because back originally, Dave and I used to fly together back in the mid-70s, and I got my brother involved in it, or rather, he helped get Dave involved, and then I got the two of them flying, and anyhow, kind of like an old home week for RC aircraft.
Yeah, uh-huh. Alrighty, well, just wondered. I heard you, and thought I'd holler at you. Anyway, well, have a safe trip back down, and hopefully you'll have enough fuel to make it back down the hill. Well, if nothing else, you can let it just roll down the hill. You don't have to, you know, use a lot of gas going down the hill. You might wear your brakes out on that steep incline, but, you know, hey.
You go, let me tell you a quick story.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm sitting here in front of my computer. I'm working on some files, renaming a bunch of files that are out on a website.
I was part of Greenville County Jeep Search and Rescue, and a group of us got together. It was about six Jeeps, about 12 people, and we went up to Devil's Courthouse, and we climbed Devil's Courthouse and then rappelled back down and did a bunch of stuff and had a great time, and for some reason, stupid here, let my fuel get low on my Jeep CJ5. I had a 73 CJ5. Well, I just kicked that thing up in neutral from the top of 276 at the parkway, and I coasted all the way back into the ranger station at the bottom of the hill there at Pisgah Forest.
For anybody or anything in the process, right?
Everybody survived.
Well, that's good. That's good. And that's good there, so. All right, well, I just heard you in there and thought I'd holler at you this morning and see what you were up to and everything. And I knew you'd been up on the top of the mountain last night, so, or yesterday when we talked, you were headed that way, so. Anyway, but I'm just here at the house trying to get caught up on some things and got an appointment at Verizon at 1 o'clock because I'm going to go in there and jump up and down on their counter for a little bit and find out what's wrong with why my phone is acting up like it is, and get them to see what I need to do. And also, I'm looking at getting a new phone because this one's starting to give me some problems. And the contract you buy for if it breaks doesn't cover that. So, oh well, you know how that is. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Steve. Have a good one. KN4VWA W2T.
Afternoon, Rusty, and I hope that works out for you, but let me tell you something, bud. You ought to consider some other providers on your cell. They overcharge the hound out of you. 73, KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
So 7 Japan, KN4, VWA. What's happening, big guy?
Just coming back from Matt's house.
and went and set the anchors for his tower and took it down the gin pole and 10 feet of aluminum mast. So he's getting close.
Is that the mat that I helped out with? Well, so he hasn't got that up and running yet?
Back here for 30 days, and, you know, it's a process, gathering parts and putting them together. I think he's got all the parts, so it shouldn't be long.
Okay. What's he going to put up there?
New element, step IR, I know that, and I forgot what the other antenna is. I think he's putting some kind of 2-meter 440 beam up. I'm not positive on what it is, but I'm pretty sure a 2-meter 440 above it.
So what kind of step IR? What's he going to cover?
Button 10 through 20.
For 80 and 40.
It's either a G5RV or something else up for those bands.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sitting up on top of the parkway.
About that yesterday, I think, that you were going up there or something?
We started off Thursday up above Little Switzerland and kind of worked our way back down.
Well, I'm going to go home and look at the bands and see what my 6-meter stack will do today.
Now, are you doing FT8 or are you doing voice or what are you doing on that 6-meter?
But I've done some sideband and some FT8. I have not done any CW contacts yet.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like it'll be fun, nice and relaxing.
My 1500 score on challenge points the other day on my Grenada FT8 contact on 6 meters. That was kind of cool.
There you go. Where are you logging them? Over to Logbook of the World?
I do my N3FJP log, and then N3FJP uploads it to Logbook of the World, Club Log, if I wanted to, up to QRZ as well, but I don't have it turned on.
Okay. Well, we've just gotten onto the road, and we're up at altitude. And Big Daddy here don't like no altitude nohow, so I'm going to watch the road, big boy. So I'll say 73s, you have a good afternoon and get you some good contacts, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, clear.
All right, Steve, have a good one. Enjoy the parkway up there. I know where you're at, nice area up there for sure, so enjoy it. And have a good day. Drive safe. Don't fall off the edge. ND7J, still mobile for a few.
ND7J, W2T. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Rust-Oleum, what you up to?
Just renaming some files that I have to be wrote back up on a website using FileZilla, so doing a little bit of work on the 3905 Century Club's website.
Love it for you. I went to Matt's, and we hammered in three 8-inch spade acres for his tower. And I dropped him off some more parts. And I'm going to be home here in a few minutes, heading up Pace Road, getting ready to go down to over to my place, and then I think I'm going to turn the radios on.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys talking. I was talking with Steve a few minutes ago myself. So anyway, and I'll just heard you in there and thought I'd say good morning to you and see what you were up to. So, I was trying to redo these files because somebody... past secretary that maintained this stuff was really, things weren't very much, he didn't like to do things in a logical manner.
A fun cleanup work. Yeah, for sure. So, no, that's about it, really. Tell you the truth, since I talked to you the other day on the phone, not much going on up here, kind of quiet. I cooked up a slab of ribs and a brisket yesterday. It was gone. And, I guess Phil Garner and a friend of his, I'm not sure who, signed up for the barbecue class that I took, and they're going to go down there in August and learn.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal. And I may try
try something like that later on in the year and see what's going. Anyway, just thought I'd say good morning to you. And all I want to get back over here while I'm doing it, and I got an appointment at 1 o'clock. So I shall talk to you later. Have a good one, and lots of good contacts. ND7JW2T.
All right, Rusty. Well, glad you said hey. And I don't hear you on the radio much, but I'm not on 2 meters a lot either. So have a good one. Enjoy your file renaming project there. That's always fun. And I'm just turned onto my street, so I'll make this my last one. November Delta 7, Japan, $73.